Welcome back to the DBM Strategy Call Part 1, folks. I'm John, joined as always by my co-host, Sarah. Sarah, the charts are looking like physics textbook this week. We've got power laws, Z-scores, and a geopolitical map that looks like it was redrawn in a smoky backroom.
It's wild, John. If you're looking at the price of Bitcoin today, hovering around $67,000, and feeling bearish, you're likely missing the forest for the trees, or more accurately, you're missing the math for the noise. We just hit a signal that has a 100% hit rate over 15 years.
The math doesn't negotiate. It's all based around the long-standing logic of the power law Z-score. Let's take a moment to dive into the coiled spring effect. The power law Z-score just dropped to -0.93 sigma. For the uninitiated, that means Bitcoin is trading nearly a full standard deviation below its long-term growth trend.
Right. I looked at the backtest. Every single time BTC has been this oversold, the next 12 months have been, well, lucrative is an understatement. Median 12-month return, +631%. Worst case scenario, +82%. Basically, the floor was nearly a double. Win rate? 7 for 7, 100%.
People forget where we were. The March 2020 COVID crash hit this zone and did a 10x in a year. The FTX collapse in late 22 hit it and did 150%. Right now, at 67K, the model says fair value is actually 125,000. We are trading at a 47% discount to the math.
And the R squared on this model is 0.96. In social sciences or finance, that's as close to a law of nature as you get. It's held through four halvings and every black swan event imaginable. As they say, the math doesn't negotiate. It just compounds.
Okay, next up we have the compression of cycles. Why lower is the new higher? There's a counter-narrative, though. Some people see the smaller overshoots and think the fire is dying.
That's the compression pattern. Look at the peaks relative to the power law center. 2017, 2.7 sigma above center, 6.4 times overshoot. Total mania. 2021, 1.5 sigma above center, 2.9 times overshoot. 2025, barely touched 0.2 sigma above center.
So the attractor is becoming the center line rather than the ceiling. But here's the kicker. Even with zero overshoot, just staying on the trend line, the math puts Bitcoin at $240,000 by April 2028.
Exactly. If we get even a modest plus one sigma move, which is way more conservative than 2017 or 21, we're looking at $355,000 by next year and nearly $500,000 by end 2028. The spring is coiled tighter than it's ever been because we are so far below that mean.
So if that's the math, what about the macro factors that spin around us every month? Now we turn our attention to the Great Reset, petrodollars, and Operation Warp Speed 2.0. Let's zoom out to the macro, because the why is just as important as the how. We are watching the formalization of a multipolar world. BRICS has effectively captured Asia, the Middle East, and the Global South, while the US clings to the EU and the Global North.
The petrodollar didn't just crack, it shattered. The moment the US became energy independent and the GCC Gulf Sovereign Wealth Funds started buying US equities instead of US treasuries, the old deal was dead. The Treasury Department issues bonds to fund the war. Those bonds pay for aircraft carriers, interceptors, and the 2,400 sorties flown over Iran in just 5 weeks. USDT Tether now pays the tolls that fund the missiles that those sorties are trying to destroy. The same three letters appear on both sides of the ledger. One moves through the Federal Reserve System. The other moves through a blockchain registered in the British Virgin Islands. Both settle in seconds. Both denominate in dollars. One funds the bombs. The other funds the toll that funds the missiles that the bombs exist to stop. The currency is fighting itself across two rails that will never intersect. And the IRGC is collecting the arbitrage. Now, you can settle oil in any currency, including, ironically, using USDT Tether to allow oil tankers to pass tollgate in the Strait of Hormuz. The US petrodollar system relied on those countries recycling oil money into US treasuries, and hence back into GET. That is now over.
The dollar is on both sides of this war. It always has been. What changed is that one side no longer needs American permission to use it. And then there's the domestic side, what some are calling Operation Warp Speed 2.0. It's a gift to the financial industrial complex. They love the 2008 crisis, they love the 2020 liquidity injection, and they love this multipolar reset even more as they prime the money printer once again to solve short-term political ambition.
It's a grim reality for the average person who 100% relies on fiat via bosses, banks, and governments, even future savings for later life. The average human spends 90,000 hours of their life working for currency. The Fed can print what you earn in a lifetime in a single afternoon and is set to once again.
That's the ultimate Why Bitcoin pitch of the week. Every sat you stack represents hours of your life that they can't steal back through inflation or debt expansion. Owning Bitcoin is like owning a stock option on the debasement of fiat. Own a global balance sheet increasingly owned by the most successful business innovators, not just a company or group of companies via, say, a pension.
The explosion isn't just coming, it's mathematically overdue. If you're bearish at 67K with the Eurodollar and Japan carry trades wobbling, you're betting against 5,700 days of the most robust data in the industry.
Well said. The spring is compressed. We'll see you when it uncoils. A top tip this week is to keep an eye out for the Bitcoin faucet, part 2, via Jack Dorsey's BTC.day, set to go live 6 April. It's a great way to stack sats, just as some did back in 2014 when every interaction with the first faucet gave 5 Bitcoin to the early adopters. Today, that's worth over $350,000. The BTC giveaways won't be close to that in 2026, but this latest faucet and its daily tasks is worth adding to your digital factory. If you want more insights and tips on how we create consistent equity, yield, and fixed incomes in 2026, all primed into a continuous ability to own more Bitcoin as liquidity events arrive across our digital businesses, head to the DBM Wealth Builder series and be sure to plug into part 2 of the DBM strategy call every Monday. See the show notes and see you next time.